We continue today in a series of sermons on the theme, The Edge of Tomorrow. I said to someone last week after putting this title together for this series, it's starting to sound to me like a soap opera, On the Edge of Tomorrow. I think there was one like it, As the World Turns or something. The message today is entitled, When You Feel Like You're Suspended. There are two scripture readings, the first from Proverbs, which I know is a favorite of several folks here, and then from 2 Corinthians. Listen to God's word, first from the book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom. Chapter 3, beginning at verse 5, Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. And then from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning at verse 16, a passage that's entitled in many Bibles, simply Living by Faith. And so we do not lose heart, even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure, because we look not at what can be seen, but what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. In this series of sermons, we've been reflecting on the fact that all of us experience turning points in life. All of us have experienced moments or days when we are called to give up something old and let it go and embrace that which is new that is coming, but is not here yet. We've felt that. Many times there's something coming new, having let go of the past, but emotionally we're not ready to go forward. We're not ready to embrace the new, nor let go of that old thing, that which is past. There are times when we're often anxious and waiting for something new to come. And I'll talk about this in just a moment. But what I'm talking about is a sort of in-between time, when we feel like we're in suspended animation, just waiting for something to happen next. And so as we begin this morning, let us come to God in prayer. Let us pray that God would speak to us. O Lord God, as we come to you this morning, open our ears that we might hear a fresh new word that's tailor-made for each one of us. Open our eyes that we might see anew. And Lord, we would confess that we do need your help to see life the way you see. Help us to see more like grace, as the song said, more like love, more like faith. Help us to see more like Jesus and less like me. In Christ's name, amen. I want to begin by doing what I promised as I started, to give you some examples of what it means to kind of feel like you're in between times. At the very first sermon in this series, I talked about on that first Sunday of it, the very definition of adolescence. And that is someone who is half child, half adult. Part child, part adult. Young people can amaze us, I mentioned, by the things they do. Oftentimes the things they say that are profound. And yet they can turn around 2 minutes later and say something that's very immature, something very selfish, something short-sighted. And there's nothing bad about that. It's just where they are in life. They're growing up. They're becoming. They're in between time. Life is kind of on hold, waiting for them to become an adult. And they're anxious to be just that, I can assure you. There's a time of bereavement. We've had several memorial services this past week. Virginia Cromwell and then Mark O'Leary Friday. I should thank all those who aided us in the reception for both of those services. They were large receptions, and those people who volunteered and stepped up did a stellar job in those receptions. The families were very touched. But in bereavement, when someone you love dies, and you were in that sort of transition time, right? You have to let go, but your emotions have trouble letting you go forward. You don't want to let that love go. And you wonder if there's a future out there many times with meaning and purpose without that loved one. It's very difficult that time. You know things must move forward, but you are not ready. It's as if life is suspended for a bit. Some of you can remember being at a point where in life you were between jobs, and it felt like you were in limbo because you had left one experience, one business experience, and you were waiting on the other to begin, and it hadn't begun yet, or it hadn't come yet. And yet you were waiting anxiously for it to start or something to begin. Abimola Alabi, a funny name. He's a recording artist in Nigeria. He's written about the experience of waiting, and this is what he writes. Life can seem like an endless maze, the twists and turns, the lulls and delays, but things always fall into place in good time. He continues, life can be tough, there's no doubt, but hope is the thing we can't live without. Right things with joy will come about in good time. I like his words. They ring true. They are honest. They are hopeful. Life can feel like things are suspended at time with its lulls and all the delays that come to us. Do we wear a mask? Do we not wear a mask? Do we do this? Do we not do this? It's a difficult time. We're living in suspense just now in this pandemic. Older people know what this experience is like. Oftentimes they deal with anxiety during the older years. Sometimes they have to transition from their homes to somewhere else to live. Perhaps they can't keep up with their own medications. I'm having trouble doing that now. Perhaps they need help in their homes when they're by themselves. Anxiety can come. Anxiety can mount during such times as this. The experience is not unlike one of my favorite illustrations, that of a trapeze artist at a circus, swinging in their trapezes high above the floor of the circus tent. They have to let go finally of one trapeze, and they turn, and in the midst of the void, they wait for the next trapeze to come and to grab hold. But for a time, they are in suspense, waiting to catch hold of that next trapeze. They have to let go of one support, be suspended for a moment, and then seize that next trapeze when it comes, that new support. And life can seem just like that. Well, what do we do when our lives feel suspended? That's the question for this morning. Because sooner or later, all of us will experience that feeling of being in suspended animation, waiting on the next thing to come. Well, here are some things we can do. First, perhaps acknowledge and affirm that with some things in life, it's time to accept that which is behind us, to accept that which is in yesterday, to accept that which is lost and will not return exactly like it did before. We do need at some point to go forward and not always look backward. It would be unhealthy, would it not, to try to hang on to things as they used to be. Nostalgia. Nostalgia, I have read, is an attitude that romanticizes what was, but yet can't be again in the same way. We even idealize days of those we have loved. And in a modern play, a mother who is dying says to her children, love me enough to remember as I was, not as you imagine I was. One of my favorite stories is the old story of the preacher in a country church who announced one Sunday, no one is perfect, no, not one. And a man stood up in the balcony and said, preacher, you have not met my first wife's husband. When times were tough in the wilderness, you remember Moses was leading those people forward, not backward, but forward out of slavery and bondage. And they came at times to trouble in that transition, wandering for years. And you remember what their cry was? Often they said, let's go back to Egypt. They forgot the difficulty of slavery and the hardships of Egypt, and they imagined it was a trouble-free time. The way, however, is always forward, not backward. Oh yes, even for Northwood, we will climb out of this pandemic surely but slowly, as other churches are doing. But the point is, we will always be moving forward to something new, something different, hopefully something new and improved But rest assured, we cannot go back exactly to how things were in the past. We are changed forever from this pandemic. Pandemics, disasters, and death, they bring disorientation. But let us not get caught up in the nostalgic past. Let us move forward. Let us march on knowing that God is before us. Sometimes we have to let go. Secondly, remember that God is always able to hold on to you in the in-between time, not only in the past, not only in the future as you go forward, but in the present time when you are stressed and feel like life is suspended. God is on the journey with us. Ah, but you say, that's the problem. I don't feel Him near me at this time. I don't feel that. You know what counselors call those transition times we have in life when we feel suspended and we can't move? They call them loss of faith times. Loss of faith times. But sometimes in life, the flag flies half-mast. But even then, God is able. God is able, if we allow God to help us to see God's way, not my way. Don't let your feelings, you see, decide whether God's presence is with you or not with you. This is why we can rejoice in our Reformed Presbyterian tradition, because we don't depend upon a feel-good faith. All Scripture, we can know the truth. All Scripture affirms that God abides with us. The Lord is with you. Whether you feel it or not, God is with you. And thirdly, note this, that even when you feel life is suspended, anticipate God's victory already won for you. The victory is already there. All we have to do is move forward to a glorious future. Even when you can't feel it, trust God in the time that is coming. God will get you through. After all, when you feel life is suspended in midair, know that that is temporary. You're just in a void for a moment, and the trapeze will come, and you need to grab hold. That's called trust. That's called faith. That is a transition, and know there will be growth that takes place in you. Growth is not always easy. Becoming new can be stressful. One church member in a church I served many, many years ago, she became a good friend. She had just retired from the local college, and she had been an administrator, one of the many administrators in that great college. And she retired. Her husband was an acclaimed, successful, had won many awards as a lead in the music department of that college. I'll leave it at that. And at her retirement, just a month later, he informed her that he was giving her a divorce. And he remarried a few months later to a woman that was half his age. I can tell you, the town was shocked. The church was shocked. Both of them were in my church. And Marge was shocked and devastated. I remember for days her going on about the retirement plans that would never take place, and her anger came boiling out. And a few years later, it took a few years, she said to me, at some point, loneliness and inactivity in retirement, it claimed a toll on me during that time. It was a difficult time, almost impossible time to move forward. But then she said, I have learned in the struggle to redirect my life with the help of my friends and the help of my adult children and their children who I'm spending much of my time with. I have become conscious in a new way, she said, of the grace of God. She said, I feel I've been given in my retirement a mini resurrection. Isn't that great? Marge had become a new person. I could see it in her. And the point I'm making this morning, we have a God who majors in new life into our world. Even when something is within us that is broken or something that was within us that dies, we can trust that something within us will be born again. And that's what I pray for you this morning, that during this time in which all of us feel suspended in some way or another, that you can know you can let go and let God hang on to you. In whatever stage of life that you're in, you can step out confidently day by day. Why? Because there is a mini resurrection coming in life for you from this time. I can assure you, for God's grace is always at work among us, even when we don't feel it. And God, I can assure you, is at work in His church, even when at times things seem to be suspended. Let us pray. O Lord and our God, help us to listen to the wisdom of Your word in Proverbs. Help us to trust in You, O Lord, with all our heart, and not to rely on our own insight. In all our ways, help us to acknowledge You, knowing that You will make straight our paths. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.